This episode of The Truth includes strong language and violence. Please use listener discretion.
Okay, guy comes in here at 155 pounds, no tone whatsoever. He wants super prominent glutes and calves, but he wants his thighs to stay exactly how they are.
What?
And he's got plantar fasciitis. So no exercises with a high impact heel strike. He wants serious results in a month. What do you do?
Wait, why can't we wait till his foot heals?
Oh, come on, that's what makes it fun.
Back before all this happened, my co-trainers Jules and Jake and I used to come up with these little challenges for each other called puzzle guys. Made up clients with very specific fitness goals and very specific obstacles in their way.
Okay, easy. I'd put him on a high red meat diet, get him in here 6 to 9 a.m. doing circuit training with an emphasis on squats.
No way.
What?
Squats would aggravate the foot. I would say Romanian deadlifts with an added fat burn emphasis.
I loved puzzle guys. They kept us sharp, and I was the best at them.
Nuh-uh.
Correct answer? Nothing but cable kickbacks. Cable kickbacks all day. Break for meals, give him a pillow for his foot.
Wow. Oh my God, that would work.
That would totally work. Wow.
I tried to think about my super messed up current situation like it was a puzzle guy. All I needed to do was identify my goals and my obstacles.
Okay, you're locked in a gross old gym with a dead body and no idea who put you here. They took your phone. Cops are outside, and they probably already think you killed somebody else. You can't go out the window because they'll see that, and your head hurts, and your arm feels weird, and you don't want to go to jail. What do you do?
This is The Body Genius. A five-part story on the truth. Part 4. Rivals.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to The Body Genius.
The guy next to me wasn't just a normal kind of dead. A steel chest expander had been wrapped under both of his arms and twisted around his neck over and over. His eyes were bugging out of his big purple face.
Killed with gym stuff. Just like Wesley.
Another setup. Somebody was trying to make it look like killing guys with gym stuff was what I was into.
But why this guy?
He was a fit, white-haired dude with a gnarly tattoo of the Eiffel Tower that started on his chest and went up his neck. I knew I had to get out of this gym real fast. So I thought, what else has to get out of a gym real fast?
Stink.
Bam. Stink. It's a central principle of gym design. If your gym stinks, nobody's gonna wanna go there. However all that grody gym air got out of this place, that's how I was gonna. Most modern gyms put the heavy-duty ventilation in the shower area. It's basically the law that you gotta de-stink that place first.
Shit, where is it?
But based on the layout, this was a casual gym with an early 2000s vintage, and if they were keeping up with the trends of the day, they would have gone with...
Bingo.
A row of large exhaust fans above the lockers, right where all the action is, known as hot kitchen style ventilation. I opened a couple of lockers so I could double jump like Mario and take out the grating with a Muay Thai kick. Then I did a one-arm flex hang while I yanked the fans out of the case. Practical uses for exercises I'd spent my whole life perfecting. It felt awesome. I climbed into the vent and did an army crawl to the other side. Sorry, whoever tried to set me up. Guess I solved your puzzle, guy. Luckily, I popped out onto the roof of a sandwich place on the edge of Los Feliz, walking distance from Rick Newcomb's house. Rick was a TV dad I helped drop 30 pounds to play a bullfighter. He paid me extra for in-home training because he hated the music I played in my gym.
Evan! Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Rick. Can I come in?
Hey, I kept the weight down. Huh? See?
Yeah.
Look from the side.
That's tight, man. Cool.
Yeah, not bad, right? Hey, do you know you're all covered in dust?
Yeah. Can I use y'all's phone? Someone stole my cell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, totally. Here. Use mine.
Tight. Could I come inside, though?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's just Liz is doing one of her jewelry shows in the den. Bunch of people in there trying stuff on, some names, you know. Hey, where's your car?
I walked here.
Oh, huh. You in some kind of trouble, Ev?
Is that Evan? Evan, come inside. Everybody, this is Evan, Rick's trainer for Way of the Cape.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, you're the guy that built Liz's new husband.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop it. Hey, who kept the weight off?
Show us an exercise, Evan. Something that you and Rick used to do.
Oh, wait. Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a squat jump. I'm sorry about that. I'm real dusty.
The bracelet.
Okay, let's go upstairs, Evan. Evan's going upstairs, everybody. You know, Ev, usually if you're going to stop by, it's best to call ahead.
Yeah, somebody stole my phone.
Yeah, but you know, when you used to visit, there was a schedule. That was probably better. So we could look forward to it. Hey, I know. Why don't you make your phone call in my workout room? You love it in there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rick.
Why? I didn't hear, Rick.
I don't know.
This is Detective William Taylor. I'm not available to take your call. This is an urgent matter. Please...
Uh-huh.
Elaine, thank God.
Evan?
Listen, I'm at Rick Newcomb's place. I just had to escape this...
The police were here last night, Evan.
With the
at
what?
At my house.
They what?
Did you miss some kind of appointment with a detective?
Yeah, but that's the thing about this whole thing.
It really alarmed them.
Yeah, but I got knocked out, Elaine. Wait, why are the cops talking to you?
Someone at the corral told them we'd been speaking.
Jeez. I'm sorry, Elaine.
No, the police said your car's been at the gym for days, and Fitness Factory told them you threw your clothes in the trash, and then the studio complained that you were sneaking around their set.
Oh, no. Look,
you know, the police call all of that erratic behavior, Evan. I don't know what they thought of you before, but you certainly have their attention now.
Okay, well, look, I'll straighten all that out later. Right now, Elaine,
listen, people are starting to talk, people that I know, and they ask me about you, and of course, I don't know what I think.
Elaine, listen. Strathmotor knows something. They're hiding this guy named Ingvar, and somebody put me in a room with a dead body, and I don't...
No, stop. Please, don't make me an accessory
somebody
to anything.
Somebody is trying
Evan,
to set
Evan.
Me up.
Evan, this isn't easy for me to say, but could you stop calling me? Just for now.
Okay. Wait, but I don't think I'm smart enough to get out of this on my own.
I don't know what to say to you.
I didn't do it, Elaine. I didn't kill anybody.
Goodbye.
Yo,
okay in there, buddy?
Yes, Rick, I'm fine.
All right, not trying to rush you, big guy.
Yo, it's Evan. If you're looking to get serious about your bot,
please enter your password. Your mailbox is full. Please delete new or stored messages.
Jesus, how long was I out?
First voice message.
Hey, Evan, it's Lyle over at Dreadnought Private Fitness. I heard you've been, like, doing impressions of me. I'm super fucked up. Call me so we can work it out.
Hi, Evan. This is Carl Mabry. I represent Adam Kyle. It's Friday, about 9 p.m. Calling to inform you that Mr. Kyle is going to be withdrawing from his verbal agreement to hire you as his trainer for Tank Team 9. In light of recent events, Mr. Kyle, understandably, no longer wishes to be associated with Twin Anvils. He wanted to contact you directly, given your history, but I advised him that...
Evan, hi. Leona Prine over at Prine Management. Kamaria Okafor was set to start training with you next Wednesday for Gossamer, but it's come to our attention that your gym isn't currently operational. And apparently you're also under some sort of police investigation.
Yeah, Evan. Gene Clearwater from United Creators. Hi, this is Marty Plaster from Plaster Media Park.
Hey, Cap, it's Jake. I don't know if you're checking these, so... Nobody knows where you are, so... I guess this is just me saying... I'm done.
What?
I'm moving on, taking my clients with me while I can. That's just the way it's gotta be. No hard feelings, right? Hope you're okay.
Nice. Thanks, Jake. Awesome.
Hello, Evan. You don't know me. I'm part of a group closely associated with Wesley Stern. It's a secret group. We know you're friends with him, and we know you're in trouble. We have information about what happened to Wesley, and we'd like to share it with you. People hurt him. We want to make them pay. But we have to move fast. Meet us at the Van Nuys Public Library at 4:30 p.m. It's Saturday.
Saturday? That's in 30 minutes.
Hey, Rick! Rick, can I get a ride to the Van Nuys Public Library? It's an emergency.
Well, Christ, Dev, you're just eating up my whole afternoon.
The Body Genius will return in a moment.
This episode of The Truth is brought to you by Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. And Robinhood is giving listeners of The Truth a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at thetruth.robinhood.com.
Now back to The Body Genius.
Rick agreed to drive me to the library in exchange for 4 free in-home personal training sessions to be redeemed at the time of his choosing. When I got to the library, I didn't really know who I was looking for. But they found me.
Evan. Huh? Evan, right?
Yeah.
It's us from the phone. Come sit over here.
They were 3 normal-looking ladies. Mid-30s, probably. One of them had a little kid who was shoving baby carrots into a picture book. And one didn't talk as much as the other two.
So, how'd y'all recognize me?
Wesley used to send us all these cute pictures of you two working out together. There was one where you're drinking weight gain shakes.
And one where you're pointing at his abs like you're scared of them.
Wesley didn't really do social media, but he'd send stuff like that to us.
Evan doesn't know who we are, Cecile.
Oh, duh. Sorry. We're the WesselManiacs. Wesley's fan club. My name's Cecile.
I'm Morgan.
Eileen.
Dope. Hey, everybody.
Oh, Spencer, don't do that, honey. That's not your book.
Basically, we all got very, very into Wesley Stern when we saw Anywhere You Wanna in 2003 and never looked back.
We loved everything that came after that, too, of course. Skip Miracle, World Above the Clouds.
Sleep Dance?
We actually, we promised Wesley we'd never watch that one.
So you said you know what happened to him.
Spencer, go play over there. Go see what's going on with that fun rabbit.
It was suicide.
What? No way.
Show him.
We'd send Wesley notes of encouragement every few months to let him know that we believed in him.
Morgan, it's okay.
Sometimes he'd send us stuff back, little updates and stories, but the day before he died, we got this.
Here, read that.
Dear Wesselmaniacs, I want to thank you for sticking with me all these years.
When the rest of the world had counted me out, things didn't turn out quite like we planned it, but whatever happens next, please know that through all these years of struggling and creating and trying my best to do what was right, you were always in my heart.
Love, Wesley.
Tell me that's not a suicide note. I mean, come on.
Word. But why?
Carvgott.
Wait, Prawl Carvgott?
Yes.
The Swedish action star from Pistolero?
He's an asshole is what he is. He basically bullied Wesley to death.
What do you mean?
It happened last spring. Have you heard of Silverfist, the superhero from the comics?
Of course.
Wesley was a huge fan. Mm-hmm. When he heard they were making a movie, he let everyone know he wanted the role. He did this whole campaign.
He was perfect for the part. But Carvgott wanted it too, even though he's got that dumb accent and he's way, way too big.
Way too big.
Primordial Pictures decided to turn the whole thing into an event. Mm-hmm. They had Prawl and Wesley go on late night TV together to fight it out.
And then they let the fans vote on who would get the part.
Whoa. Who won?
What do you think? Well, Carvgott did. Well,
right. But not before Wesley got completely humiliated on TV.
So sad.
He was never the same.
It was all fixed. They were going to give it to Carvgott the whole time, no matter how people voted.
How do you know that?
Because, hello, Primordial Pictures already had a whole Silverfist cross-promotion planned with this Swedish fitness equipment company, Strathmotor.
Wait, Strathmotor?
And guess who has a lifetime endorsement deal with Strathmotor?
Prawl Carvgott.
Mm-hmm.
We think Wesley killed himself in a Strathmotor as a final fuck you to the people who broke his spirit.
Listen, Evan. Tonight, Prawl Carvgott is going to be at the Octane Awards. You know that award show that's just for action movies?
The Octies.
Yeah, of course.
At the Litmus in Westwood. It's his first public appearance in months. So we're going to be there, too.
We're going to make sure the world knows Carvgott's got Wesley's blood on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Are you in?
These ladies had figured out a lot more than I had, but I knew some stuff that they didn't, like about Ingvar and the dead Eiffel Tower tattoo man. Plus, I knew Wesley, like really knew him.
Man, I don't know. My dude was a complicated guy, but would he really kill himself over something that happened on a talk show?
Watch it and see for yourself. Come, Spencer, Mommy's done with her meeting.
You can call us at this number.
The quiet one, Eileen, gave me a kind of weird look, and then the Wesselmaniacs were gone. I rolled up to one of those sticky library computers with no spacebar and looked for this Silverfist thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Prawl Carvgott and Wesley Stern!
Wesley looked psyched to be on TV. Prawl was a total beast. The crowd seemed into it. The whole fight started out kind of fun, honestly.
Hey, got you.
Wow.
I'll lift you.
So, bro.
Yes.
You've made it clear. You think you should play Silverfist.
Rich, not even a question. Look at me. Right?
All right. And Wesley, why are you the better choice?
Well, Rich, it'd be more accurate for one thing. The real Silverfist is smart and sexy. All right?
But then it got kind of brutal.
Wesley, I'm sure it's everyone's dreams to have a superhero played by America's oldest teenager.
Prawl, that's not very nice.
Yeah, come on. This guy's not even a movie star. I had to look him up to discover who he was.
Oh, no? His name didn't make it to Sweden?
His name barely made it to Wikipedia.
Okay. Prawl was rude as hell to Wesley on this thing. Not that Wes came off great either.
I just think when it comes down to it, people are going to want a real actor up there. An American actor.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
No. No, the character is American.
Yeah. Also, the character, he gets his powers from a silver meteorite, Wesley. Not from doing some heroin. Right? right? Wesley has a drug problem. Everyone knows this, right?
I gotta say, I don't know who I'd pick. I mean, you're both super talented. You both have those bright blue eyes like Silver Fist did in the comics.
Yeah, Rich, the other thing that Wesley and me have in common is we both have one hit movie. Only difference is mine came out 8 months ago. His came out 15 years ago. It's really sad.
But what really messed me up was how much the audience enjoyed watching Wesley lose. The guy just wanted to make a movie about something he dug. So what if he was kind of old and not cool anymore? Was he supposed to just die?
And oh my God, Rich, listen to this. My manager showed me this one movie that Wesley Stern has made.
God, don't bring up Sleep Dance,
it's
please.
It's called Sleep Dance.
F*** you.
Yeah, Sleep Dance. He made it and he tried to hide it. It is so bad. In this movie... He's supposed to be 19 years, but on his dance, the leotard, you can see his, what is it, the beer stomach?
His beer belly.
Beer belly? Yeah. Huge beer belly. Just very gross. So big and fat. And
by that point, Wesley was ignoring Prawl and staring out at the audience while they laughed their butts off. His face looked weird, kind of unplugged. Knowing Wesley, I could tell something serious was up. He had come out on stage all confident, ready for his big comeback. But this audience was letting him know there was only one way Wesley Stern could come back. As a joke. His face was still burned into my brain when I left the library.
Get in.
It was Eileen, the quiet WrestleManiac.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, that's rough stuff. I guess you guys were right. That Silver Fist stuff really pushed Wesley to the edge, huh?
It goes further than that. Further than the other WrestleManiacs know, actually.
Word?
They can't know any of what I'm about to tell you. They just can't.
Yeah, sure, man. You got it.
I met Wesley 6 years ago at a 10:15 showing of Mind of Glass, one of his last movies to make it into theaters. Almost no one was there. When the lights came up, he hid his face, but I introduced myself and I asked him out for a drink. I mean, I couldn't help it. He was Wesley Stern, my biggest, most serious crush since forever. We started seeing each other. Wesley wanted to keep it secret and I understood. Dating one of the three remaining members of his fan club just felt like too much of a punchline. It was off and on. Either the drugs or the secrets would drive us apart. But then he'd call me. And I think part of it was I knew his whole story. He liked being with somebody who already knew what he was going through since he never wanted to say it out loud. And I kept taking him back because... Well, he was my biggest, most serious crush since forever.
Yeah. Nice.
I was with him during the Silver Fist thing, and I can tell you for sure, Wesley did not want to kill himself. He wanted revenge. He wanted something he could use against Prawl. So he hired a private investigator.
Oh, shit.
And then, last June, he left me this.
Eileen, it's Wesley. We did it. We did it. Eileen, Keech found something really big. Steroids. Eileen, steroids. Prawl is juiced all the way to fucking Mars. Only nobody knows. But now, I know. And pretty soon, Strathmotor is gonna know that I know. And we'll find out what Prawl's really worth, I guess. Yeah. Alright, call me. Bye.
Blackmail. Oh my God. But this was last summer?
He never mentioned it to me again. If I even brought up Karvgat, he'd get nervous and change the subject. My guess is he brought it to them, and they threatened him with something specific, and it shut him up. But when I heard he died in that machine, I knew they'd killed him for what he knew.
You're right. You gotta be.
I can't bring this to the police. If I'm wrong, it'll ruin Wesley's reputation. Evan, the last time I saw him, he told me you were someone he trusted. I guess I came here hoping you'd know what to do.
Oh, yeah. I know what to do.
I was going to go to the Octane Awards. I was going to look Prawl Carve God in the eyes and beat the truth out of him if I had to. I was going to stick up for my dead friend and my good name and my nice-ass gym. I'm going to rent a tux.
The final episode of The Body Genius is coming in 2 weeks. To hear more stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com. For a full list of credits, visit our website, thetruthpodcast.com.
The Truth.
Radiotopia.